ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِ بَعْدَ تَقْصِيرِ وَإِسْرَافِي عَلَى نَفْسِي. Now I have turned to you, my Allah, after my shortcoming and my immoderation toward myself. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the different traits that attract Almighty Allah's mercy and forgiveness. So at first he starts discussing concentration in worship, which is coming towards the Almighty Allah with the state of riqqatul qalb, with the state of pure focus and concentration. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ, I have turned to you and no one else. But this turning towards Almighty Allah is the heart of supplication and prayers actually. Now, in the earlier episodes, we discussed the different states of qalb and how important they are among the conditions for acceptance of prayer. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this part of the Kumail supplication, says, وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِ, now I have turned to you, my Allah, بَعْدَ تَقْصِيرِي وَإِسْرَافِي عَلَى نَفْسِي, after my shortcoming and my immoderation toward myself. So, he is at the same time that he admits he is sinful, he is accepting that he is regretful. This kind of beseeching and weeping is something that Allah loves to hear from the sinful and regretful servant. Among the other conditions for acceptance of a prayer is the abstinence from sins, is repenting of the sins. I mean, how can a servant attain the state of turning toward Allah, which is the essence of supplication, when he is indulged in disobeying Allah, when he turns away from his commands and does not repent to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why Imam Ali alayhi salam, right after calling out his Lord, he says, Ya ilahi, ba'da taqsiri wa israfi ala nafsi, after my shortcoming and my immoderation.
But now I have turned to you, my Lord, after being guilty of omissions and transgressions against my soul. Apologetically, repentantly, brokenheartedly, begging earnestly for forgiveness, yieldingly confessing as I can find no escape from that which was done by me, and having no refuge to which I could turn except seeking your acceptance of my excuse. and admitting me into the realm of your encompassing mercy.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي. I have turned to you, my Allah, after my shortcoming and my immoderation toward myself. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reminding us the fact that the essence of supplication is turning toward Allah, and committing sins is turning away from Him, turning away from His commandments and not repenting to Him. In this regard, it is narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam that said, "It so happens that a person asks Allah for a need and he decides to fulfill it sooner or later. But the person commits a sin during this time. So Allah the Exalted says to the angel, 'Do not grant his need and deprive him of it, because he has exposed himself to my wrath and thus deserves to be deprived by me.'" Dear listeners, in this regard, let us have a look at another tradition. It is reported that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "One day, Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhimu salam passed by a man who was in a state of prostration. After Prophet Musa finished his work, he found him still prostrating. So Musa said, 'If your need was in my hand, I would have surely granted it to you.' At this time, Allah revealed to him, 'O Musa, even if he were to prostrate to the extent that his head is separated from his body, I will not accept his prayer unless he turns away from what I dislike to what I like.'" This is the point we have to always remind ourselves. Avoidance and abstinence from sins is among the conditions of acceptance of prayer. Of course, he himself has told us, "Ud'uni astajib lakum," call unto me and I will answer you. But this answering, this being answered to, this ijaba, has got some conditions. As every lover wishes the affection and reply of the beloved, and every beloved is willing to hear the beseeching sound of the lover, Allah wills to hear the voice of the regretful sinner and the returning of the wrongdoer himself. وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِي بَعْدَ تَقْصِيرِ وَإِسْرَافِ. I have had shortcomings, I have had immoderations toward myself, but now I have come to you, I have turned to you, my Allah, after my shortcomings and my moderation towards myself. I accept that I have been sinful, and I accept I have committed sins, but now I'm confessing to them, and I'm turning to you because I have no one else to turn to." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Ya Allah, don't let led me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.